Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. Now Dave, we saved off recording a segment because we wanted to wait until pretty much the end of this month, which is also the end of Q3. And, well, we're getting a little bit of a bounce for the precious metals here. So gold is up about $30, a little bit above $17.50. Silver is up about 63 cents as I'm seeing right now. This is on the spot market, a little above $22. So again, regaining that pretty key $22 level. Even the stocks, they are moving higher. You look at GDX, that's up about 2.25% right now. GDX about 2.75%. I think it's somewhat encouraging at the end of this month that gold has taken back that 1750 level, but again, that's not an exciting level for investors. And for silver, back above 22, it's encouraging, but again, that's just holding on, grasping to that pretty key support level. Unfortunately, GDX and GDXJ, those are still down below some of those key support levels. Dave, take us through this end of quarter and end of month action, please.
Yeah, Corey, you know, it's a very interesting day today. The sector was black bearish going into the last day of the quarter. You know, there was talk all over the internet of analysts saying that it sure looks like gold's going to test that 1675 level. I warned my subscribers last week that the most dangerous level to look at was that silver level at 22, which indeed did break yesterday, and the stops were ran below there. But there's a lot more stops at 21.50, which is where the price bottomed yesterday. So and then today, you know, we had the third consecutive weekly jobless claims rise, which was the spark for this, I think. And if we take a look at the stock market, the Dow is trading below that key 34,000 level. And the S&P is trading below that key 350 level. So if those levels, you know, we're talking about 11:15 a.m. Pacific time here on Thursday, we haven't got a market close yet. But if those levels are closed below on a quarterly basis or even a weekly basis tomorrow, then I expect to possibly see more panic selling next week. And the interesting thing to see here today also is the mining sector decoupling from the stock market. Because if you recall, on Monday last, we had the Dow down nearly 1,000 points. Gold was up, and the gold miners were being sold off with the stock market. You know, if we see more panic selling coming into the marketplace now, you know, this bodes well for maybe the sector continuing to decouple, because let's face it, the mining sector is already pretty much crashed. I mean, we're deeply oversold. You know, sure, we're bouncing today, but it is deeply oversold, and especially in relation to the gold price, it's extremely cheap.
Yeah, Dave, we see this discussion come up quite a bit, that a lot of people have been waiting for the general markets to roll over and get weak, not necessarily needing to have to crash, but at least have a corrective move that scares people enough to start moving back over into the safe havens of gold and silver, but also for those mining stocks, as you just mentioned, to decouple. So do you think that if we see a continued correction, the question is, will the mining stocks eventually get hit, or do you think that they'll continue this decoupling and actually finally start getting a bid because they already are pretty bombed out?
Yeah, well, they're already, you know, the GDXJ is close to a strong support level at 35. The GDX has support at 30 at 28. Remember, we talked about there's an open gap at 27, daily gap that might get filled. But there's a lot, there's much stronger support at 26 in the GDX. I think those are probably the limit as far as the selling is concerned on this move. So we need to see a bounce first, and then maybe it rolls back over after that. But I mean, we're talking deeply oversold levels here. These are areas that have provided bounces in the past. So, you know, but we do need to have a catalyst for a stronger bounce. And I know everybody's looking at the Federal Reserve taper. You know, that's a big reason why the stock market is tanking here. You know, this is taper tantrum worries, you know, debt ceiling, China growth worries, all that during crash season, while the stock market is possibly making a major top after going up for 12 straight years and being historically overvalued on every single measure you want to look at. So a lot of uncertainty out there. And it's just going to be interesting to see what happens if the Dow and the S&P quarterly and or weekly closes below those levels I mentioned.
Dave, if we take a step back, even after the bounce that we are seeing in the precious metals and the precious metals stocks, we do need to remember that just this month, gold looks like it's going to close down about 5%. Silver is going to be down about 10%. GDX is going to be down about 9%. That's still a weak month. And I know that certain days can suck investors back in, but a day like today isn't going to suck the broad investor back in when we are seeing still months close that far in the negative.
Yeah, I agree. That's not going to do it. And but although I think we're going to be creating a bottom soon, to be a V bottom. You know, I expect it to be a drawn out bottom that may even get retested early next year once it takes place. But something else happened this week that will possibly bring the generous investor back in is the Agnico Eagle Kirkland Lake merger of equals here that was announced on Tuesday. I vividly recall when Barrick and Randgold announced their merger in September of 2018. It was on my birthday, September 24th, 2018, and the sector was just like it is now, bombed out. You know, the confidence was, I mean, the sentiment was really, really low. Everyone was expecting gold to maybe go back down and test that 1050 level. Gold was under $1,200. The GDX and GDXJ had corrected over 40% from their mid 2016 high, and that merger marked the bottom. I'm not saying this merger is going to this Agnico merger will mark this bottom, but things are about the same as they were back in September of 2018, which turned out to be a major bottom, and it also set off a flurry of more M&A deals, which I expect this might do as well. So this will bring attention to the mining space. You know, if I was a generalist investor that didn't know much about the mining space, and I saw this news, and I saw that you know, my investments in these tech stocks that are extremely overvalued, while it looks like that the Nasdaq is creating a major top, I might take some of my profits in tech stocks and maybe put some into miners. And Agnico Eagle now with this merger is going to be the number three gold miner in the world now, but it's also going to be the most profitable, have the highest margin projects in all in top tier jurisdictions with 48 million ounces in the ground and $2.3 billion of cash while paying an almost 3% dividend. So this is a gold stock that is insured against a stock market that is possibly making a major top.
Dave, well, I'm glad you brought up this big mega merger with Kirkland Lake and Agnico Eagle, because it does remind me of the Barrick Randgold one, as well as the Newmont Gold Corp one. And there was even the Tahoe Resources Silver Standard one that turned into SSR. So we've seen some of these big mega mergers in the past. One of the questions I have is, a lot of people got excited and said, oh, okay, hey, these majors are going to go replace these ounces now. But what we actually saw each time was that these majors, when they combined forces, actually divested a number of their projects. And some of those, the juniors benefited by picking those up because they were too small for the big boys, but great for the mid-tiers or smaller. Do you think we'll see that again?
Oh, I do. You know, I think there is a real possibility that they might divest an asset or two. But what I'm saying is it's very bullish for the sector. You know, we've known for a while now that you know, the sector needs to consolidate. These companies need to get bigger. That will help draw more in generalist investor capital into this sector. You know, they're still leery of this sector after what happened during the last top in 2010 and 2011. You know, when these majors were doing the opposite of what they've begun to do in this mining cycle. You know, during the last cycle, they were buying, you know, low margin projects that a lot of them weren't even in top tier jurisdiction, overpaying at a market top. Well, they've learned the lessons from those mistakes, and they're doing the opposite now. You know, like I said, we had that Barrick Randgold merger happen at a bottom when at the time juniors were cheap. Even if these majors have to pay a premium for these juniors right now, let's say you have to pay a 50% premium on a junior that has lost 50 to 65% of its value over the past year, it's still a great deal because the mining sector is now trading as if the gold price is at $1,500. So they're doing all the right things this cycle as opposed to all the wrong things the last cycle.
Well, just another question on these big mergers, especially when they're mergers of equals like this. A lot of people were kind of bummed out on this one. Some people had even started front running the news on the Kirkland Lake part of it before it happened. Right. So there were some loose lips out there somewhere. But they were disappointed that it was a merger of equals instead of a takeout premium for Kirkland Lake. And we've seen a lot of these mergers of equals becoming a bigger and bigger trend, really, the last 2 or 3 years. Do you think we'll continue to see that? And are they good for the sector just for the consolidation? Or do you think that it would be better to start seeing more and more of the takeouts, bigger takeouts, where we get that premium that then those investors can rotate down the food chain into other stories?
Well, Chad, I think we're going to continue to see both. You know, remember what happened last time after Randgold, after Barrick bought out Randgold, just a few months later, we saw Newmont take over Goldcorp, and that was a merger. So we've had some other mergers of equals that really didn't make much sense. You know, we've had the two mid tiers. Fortuna take over Roxgold, that one didn't make much sense, and shareholders have been selling that merger, and the stock really hasn't done well since that merger took place. But I do think you're going to start to see some of these juniors being taken out that are de-risking high margin projects that are close to production or maybe even the company started construction on the project. And also what you're going to see is I think you're going to see more cash, you know, as a shareholder in a junior, that's what you really like to see is the cash deals. I think this is going to set off another wave here, just like it did last time, a couple of years ago.
Well, Dave, when it comes down to the juniors, cause that's really what you cover a lot in your newsletter, look, the juniors continue to be under pressure, even ones that have come out with some pretty good news. Is it simply just a market turn that's actually going to benefit some of these juniors? Or is there anything in your eyes that the juniors can be doing, either work-wise or anything corporately, to get some more interest into their stock and change that downtrend?
They're, you know, the quality issues, they're doing all the right things. You know, They raised the capital they needed to raise when their stock price popped. You know, that's what they've done the right thing since they've raised that cash. I think the juniors are doing all the right things. I just think the sector needs to turn. Perception especially needs to turn. You know, the Federal Reserve has done a great job of convincing the marketplace that inflation is going to be transitory. I think that's a big one. As far as that's concerned, I definitely don't see it. I mean, you're seeing energy prices continue to go higher. You're seeing rents, you know, astronomical, you know, things we need, food, rent, you know, gasoline, whatever, all those things are going to continue to go higher. So I think it's just a perception in the marketplace that needs to take place. And also, you know, what we touched on earlier, the stock market creating a major top, which I believe it's in the process of doing, bringing the generalist investor back into this sector.
All right, Dave, always enjoyable chatting with you, buddy. And look, a little bit of light here to end a bad month for the precious metals. We'll see how the next, month starts, and more importantly, even Q4, because this year has been a bad one for metals investors. Hopefully a bounce will come, and that naturally does bring in more investors. But right now, boy, oh boy, it's been tough for investors holding a lot of these stocks. Dave, thanks as always for your time, buddy. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thanks a lot, Corey.